Dan Crenshaw launches whistleblower page to receive complaints on military wokeness. By Christina Wong on May 29, 2021. Navy SEAL veteran Representative Dan Crenshaw, RTX, on Friday announced he had launched a page for whistleblowers to go and report complaints on wokeness spreading in the United States military. He tweeted, "Enough is enough. We won't let our military fall to woke ideology. We have just launched a whistleblower webpage where you can submit your story. Your complaint will be legally protected, and go to my office and at Sen. Tom. Cotton." He added, "With written permission, we will anonymously publish egregious complaints on social media and tell the country what's happening in our military." For too long, progressive Pentagon staffers have been calling the shots for our warfighters, and spineless military commanders have let it happen. Now we are going to expose you. Representative Dan Crenshaw, at Rep. Dan Crenshaw, May 28, 2021. The page advises whistleblowers to use personal devices and contact information when submitting information, and to not submit classified information. As the Biden administration looks to crack down on extremists in the military without yet having defined the term, some conservatives in the military have come forward to report political persecution. Most notably, Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lohmeyer has come forward with stories of such persecution in podcast interviews and in his book, Irresistible Revolution: Marxism's Goal of Conquest and the Unmaking of the American Military. In his book, he recalls attending the Pentagon's top strategy school and bringing up psychologist Jordan Peterson with his thesis advisors and being told that mentioning Peterson was like mentioning Hitler. Lohmeyer was fired from command at Space Force after he appeared on several podcasts discussing his book. In one interview on the Information Operations podcast, he said, "What you see happening in the U.S. military at the moment is that if you're a conservative, then you're lumped into a group of people who are labeled extremists if you voice your views." Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.